Time for my weekly therapy session.
It's so crazy. Every time we shoot this podcast, I also feel like, yo, therapy.
Yeah, time for my therapy session, I guess.
Therapy. On top of therapy, what I was doing.
Venting. Advice seeking.
It's the same feeling I get before I go to like home cell or
really?
Church.
Yeah, really?
It's like, oh, like this thing. What? I have to do this thing, but it bangs. But yo, I have to do this thing, you know? Yeah. So yeah, let's get into it.
It's a beautiful house. Okay. Rolling.
Okay, 3, 2. Okay. So like, for this episode, please keep everything in that we just said.
Like,
people to see them before the episode.
I'm breathing. Yeah. Okay, in 3, 2, 1. Yo, what is up? What is good? Welcome back to Seated with Lebo and
Tato Rambere.
Yeah, man. Episode 540, 628.
The biggest podcast in Africa. We're very excited for today's conversation, guys. It's going to be a great one.
Yeah.
I think we've been having quite intense conversations.
Yeah.
And Lebo was like, no, man, let's take it a step back today. Like, how about we go into...
Whole era. Is a whole era worth it? Is it called a whole era?
Yeah. So the purpose of today's conversation is is to basically see, is it worth it, people going into their whole phase?
Yeah. What do you lose? And what do you gain? Yeah,
and for those that have gone through their whole phase, how did they then overcome their whole phase? Because we've seen that being in that state can also be addictive.
Yeah.
Like, it can be addictive when you're in that space because it's like, oh, damn.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
So we're going to be sharing our stories about our whole eras, I guess.
Yeah.
I didn't really have one. I've been a good man my whole life. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to hear what you've been doing.
What?
Because how long have I known you?
25 years and 11 months and 29 days.
Yeah, so yeah. But anyways, very interesting conversation. I think that this also ties in a lot of dating with no intention of marriage.
Yes.
Because that is also okay if you say it. So,
because even a subcategory that I want to get into as the podcast goes, because when I had this conversation just before we started, is like, yo, we have seen that we are such different people in relationships when we were older versus when we were in relationships when we were younger.
Yeah.
Because we were seeing DOD, I think it's Ghost's cousin, he was posting his girl and he's like, in love!
Oh, love!
And we were like, yo, this love looks so, like, you know,
intense
and sweet. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, but it's that young love, you know?
Yeah, it's young love, bro.
Let's get into
it. We actually both said, well, I can't say it because people listen to this podcast, but we both said, damn, wow, I can't remember being in love like that, like, or something like that. Anyways, so we're going to be doing whole phase, top five. Today's top five are top five things to find in your scuff team at work, at school. You know, you haven't prepared it yourself. Someone prepared it for you. What are your top five things to find? And yeah, we'll just be finishing with outro, but let's get into our favorite question, which is, how are you?
Also, guys, shame in the studio, we've got some people. I've seen, I think Mac does this. He's like, in the studio, in the house, we've got. So shout out to Ruby, she's in the building. I don't know if we've spoken about Ruby on the podcast.
Not once, I think once, last time,
We speak about it last week, no.
Yeah, I think so. But you can go ahead, go ahead again.
Yeah, so Ruby's our new social media manager. Woo! Welcome, Ruby!
What?
We've got Tavag also behind the scenes. He's on audio and video.
Yeah.
Master of all things.
And looks. You know what I'm saying? It's on the audio, the camera, and looks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So. And today is something very I'm excited, guys. Mbali's coming into the studio today. Like,
oh, man.
I haven't seen Mbali in the longest time.
Yeah.
So it's really nice seeing her. She's like the heart of my company, so
yeah,
it's very cool to see her. But how are you?
So today's how are you? Very sponsored.
26 tomorrow.
It's literally just my question. I even wrote it in the brief for today. Level 6 advice, but I wrote level 6 device. I think what matters is the intention of that. So tomorrow's my birthday, and I think like a lot of South Africans, we have two groups: the people that enjoy their birthdays, they get the balloons and everything, and the people like me. We think, oh, yes, one step closer to death. How nice. I wanted to ask you, you know, how do you learn as a man to start celebrating your birthday? A lot of men don't know how to start celebrating your birthday. And you recently celebrated your birthday. So I thought maybe you can give advice.
I celebrated my 28th birthday.
Yeah. I'm celebrating my 26th. Yeah,
I think one thing for me this year that I was very intentional about is, one, what do I want to do?
Yeah.
I think I've got friends from different...
Area codes
and friends from just different like hobbies and characteristics. So this girl is saying, oh my gosh, who's the bride? It'll be so much fun. We can cook for you. This guy's saying, yeah, boy, let's go to the club. This guy's saying, boy, let's go on a hike. No one asked me, what do you want to do? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I think when celebrating birthdays as you get older, it's very important to understand and know what do you want to do and how does that look like. I know for me, for the longest time, I always wanted to have a birthday chill us being together, but where there's speeches and stuff. I felt like the past 3 years, I wanted to make a speech. I wanted my friends to like also make speeches, but that never happened.
Mm.
So I was very intentional in putting my friends and I in a space where we could then issue out speeches and be like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah, like I said a speech for everyone, what I love about them. Then I said, okay, cool. It's all of you guys 10.
Yeah.
To speak about me. And that's what I needed at the time. I needed positivity and I needed that warmth that friendship gives. Yeah. And attention. Like I really wanted attention that day. Like that's why I also didn't allow for people to bring plus ones. None of my friends, girlfriends could come.
Yeah.
No one could come with just anybody. It was just like a intimate space. Because I wanted level my friend, not level the boyfriend. I wanted Khunza my friend, not Khunza the.
And it's like the one day you get to ask for basically like anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And something that was profound that someone said to me, Danilo, the owner of Special Effects Media, he said, this is the day, and you're going to experience it tomorrow. Mm. This is the day where everybody has the confidence to tell you how they really feel about you and the impact on their life. Mm. So really take their words for what they are and soak it in.
Okay. Okay, I get you. Yeah, that was basically the how are you. That's all my question. I was going to speak about like how I've been feeling about the birthday. Oh, man. As a black man, you know, the more you enter the 20s, the more you're looking at your car. Shit. It's ugly. Look at your flat. You're like, only 2-bedroom. Man. Look at you know.
Yeah.
And you start underappreciating. I feel like it's a big underappreciation day. Like underappreciate a lot. But the one thing that's really, really hitting me today is like family. Like, I just think that if you have a birthday, you know, it's also good to just contact family, bro, and be like, yo, guys, I want to spend time with you soon, you know, reflect. Because I looked at this old photo of me and my dad. I don't know. We won't be able to get her on camera. But it's just basically me sitting.
He'll sue us.
Yeah. I can block his face. Here we go. But it's like a mini me. I don't know if you'll be able to see from that far.
Show the camera there. Let
me go closer.
Let me see. Oh shit, I've never seen this photo before.
Yeah.
This nigga look like me.
Like on God. But anyways, so I literally, because I want my dad's attention tomorrow, I started like a conversation.
Yeah.
I was like, time goes, hey? He's like, true, where's that? I was like, no clue, someone's house. I was like, but yo, you've always had a good fashion sense. Like you've always dressed well. Like I'm trying to compliment him now. Cause I really want like a call of like, I'm proud of you. Some sort of like, you know, hyper message. But yeah, but I wanted to just say,
hey, you got these shoes on fire.
He's got that shit on. Like, like he's dressed, boy, white. He's got a hemp. Yeah. Come on, you're thinking it's a shirt. He's got a hemp, some cargo shorts, some shoes, you know. But yeah, so yeah, tomorrow, one thing I'm going to really change that I don't think I've done for my birthday ever is call my family. I'm not going to wait for them to call me. Usually I wait. I call around like 5-4. Because
I've
of
never,
work
I've never heard of somebody calling people on their birthday.
Yeah, I'm gonna call.
Hey, it's my birthday. Mama,
yeah, I'm gonna call. Tomorrow, like, I'm getting the love I deserve. Like, I'm gonna call mama first, and I'm gonna add my dad, and I'm gonna start singing happy birthday to me. And I'll be like, I just miss you guys, and I just love you guys, and like, I hope I can see you soon.
Yeah,
because that chat really hit me last week when we were like, what type of man wanna? Oh, you guys should go check it out on Thought Digest. Recently just did a crossover episode.
Thought Digest is like 4 weeks ahead, blood. But it should be coming out soon. So when you guys see an episode of Thought Digest and I.
Yeah, and us. Yeah. Us.
And it's a secret, but hey.
Oh, I mean.
Whoops.
Is it really a secret?
Yeah, they don't announce like who's coming.
My bad. Okay, I didn't know. Sorry, my bad. Cool. I should really like pay attention to this.
They don't watch this, so they won't know.
They don't watch it? I don't watch. Because I find myself watching and being like, no. That's not how men are. You feel me?
Yeah,
but that's my plan. Anyways, how are you? Now let's get into how are yous. Like, how are you doing? And I guess I'll go next again.
I'm good. So, Lemon and I have been really playing like a lot of GTA 5. And we spoke about this earlier today, man. I feel like, guys, it's so weird. In GTA 5, I was playing like the game to make money, like a lot of money. Lebo said, bro, you can't be a workaholic.
So literally said,
and a workaholic.
You're literally in the game hustling from day one. Like, dude, you can't live that life in real life. This guy, guys, like, I So I hopped on the same. Sorry to just hop.
Go for it.
I hopped into the.
It's a tattoo or a burn?
It's a burn.
Oh.
Shit, I think I should get a tattoo now. That like now that I see it.
I thought it was a tattoo.
I think if I ever get a tattoo, I'll get a tattoo in a place I can't see, so that the holiness of Jesus Christ will never, like, I never feel bad. But anyways, I hop onto a live with Tato. Tato's like, yo, I'm in a heist. I'm pushing. 2 minutes later, yo, I gotta get a cargo. I'm like, dude, let's take a hike. Let's drive the cars down. And yeah. then we did a road trip to one of my properties. And then we did a road trip back all the way to the club. Had a fun time at the club. I know you guys are like in the game, yeah, but yeah, that's the things we do. And
the game is fun, guys. Like, we've got so much planned. Like, I remember yesterday,
yeah,
I was like, yo, guys, on Monday, I was like, yo, guys, I'm having my housewarming today, later on tonight.
Yeah,
like, the theme is this. I've got a pool now, so yeah. like, come with the pools thingy.
Yeah. We make it fun for us, you know, and it's been a good outlet. But yeah, continue, sorry,
So like, I realized that okay, cool, damn, I need to enjoy. Things that need to be enjoyed for. I need to take enjoyment for what it is. So GTA 5 needs to be fun. Yes. But then it also put me on another train of thought.
Yes.
And I realized that I've actually been letting go of like my productivity, how hard I've been working and all these things. I've been kind of like slowly fading back into the old me.
Yeah.
And I think we don't speak about like, yes, you can grow and change and be in a position where you want to be in and be happy. But that can also be like taken away. You can slowly like go back to your bad habits and traits. So I've really been trying to just like get myself back when it comes to productivity. I really struggle to sit down and do certain tasks. I can't say I struggle to sit down and work because this company's been moving and working, you know what I'm saying? But I sit down to do certain tasks. So I'm trying to overcome those moments of laziness with those tasks and get certain things done because that's inhibiting growth. So that's all that's on my mind, bro. Literally nothing else. I'm really excited to go into the subject matter because I feel like that will also tell you guys how I feel about certain things.
Yeah.
But we used to have pillars. Like, how are you spiritually?
Financially.
Yeah. It's like, everything is okay, man. It's just that I need to get to a level where I'm, like, really working.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for that stage. Yeah. Also, like, every year around this time, I'm very innovative with something that I do.
Yeah, usually, like, we'd be now planning something now around this time for June.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because May we'd be heavy meetings.
Yeah, Jan, Feb, March.
And then June
we'd thingy.
Do like a
April,
show.
April, May, June is like serious innovation.
Yeah, you show. So for me, wearing jackets, we're in winter.
Yeah. So for me, innovation this year is the new shows that I'm signing and growing the team. Yeah. But it would be really cool to do like a reality show or an Asmajita.
Yeah, we've been saying that like, cause, you know, obviously Asmajita works with a couple of brands and stuff. And like we've acquired a lot of money. How it works, a lot of people don't know this, but we don't touch any of the money that Asmajita makes. So we try to put everything that Asmajita makes into making Asmajita even better. And one of the things we've been talking about recently is just like, yo, we need to use this money to do something great.
Yeah.
You know, maybe a 5-part series in like Bali or Tanzania.
We're stuck between two things. We're stuck between doing three things.
Yeah, a lot of things.
We're stuck between traveling, like a very
expensive
trip to really network with the country overseas, like America. Yeah. We're stuck between living together for 12 months and getting a house.
Okay, getting a house, yeah.
Like getting a nice 5-bedroom house, getting a cleaner, making that a place of shooting. And then the third one was
Just shooting like a new concept or show.
A new concept or show.
Yeah. New so concept
we're
or show.
Trying to see what to do with these coins that we
accumulated. I wish I could touch them, you know. Like those coins, I mean.
Let's get into the subject matter.
Oh, about how am I? I just spoke about my birthday. That was it. I haven't spoken about my life.
You said you've got one thing. I thought you were done. My bad. How are you?
Nah.
You said today. I thought you said how am I? I've got one question.
I think I'm hearing you, Bagirre. So
I changed my mind.
Besides the birthday stress, like everything's okay. I'm fine. You
are still pushing as hard as you pushed like a month ago on TikTok and stuff.
No, definitely not. I took a creative like hiatus like the past couple of.
When else did you post TikTok?
This morning. Yeah, I posted two this morning, but I didn't post last week.
The whole week?
No, I posted Thursday. I didn't post Friday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So but I'm trying to like now grow the portfolio, and it's been very tough because you know the moment you start working on like your YouTube thing, you get something else that needs to come. Could do, and then the TikTok's falling behind, and then you have to go manage people.
Oh, yeah,
that's been very tough. But like Tato said, like we just I'm really just trying to think about how to scale up. Because right now, we are moving linear. I want to move. You know, the gradients must increase. But yeah, now I'm ready. All right, let's get into the topic. So we're going to be speaking today about your hoe era. Usually, you know, this is triggered by some sort of breakup, some sort of mindset change.
I want us to first do what we always do. Let's define what a hoe.
Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry. Yeah. We skipped a whole segment. Sorry, guys. Shit. I'm so sorry. So what's going on in current affairs that we're speaking about right now? So you can start off.
I think shout out to like the youth. And when I say the youth, I'm just referring to everybody like younger than me.
Yeah.
Shout out to the youth for really going into events. We've been seeing a lot of events happening, like house parties coming back.
Yeah.
I first started seeing it with Just Daddy G with Khonse.
Yeah.
And then as that happened, we start seeing more content creators creating events, which is really cool. I think it's very like nice to see people make money outside of what they do.
Yeah.
So okay, let me make money on YouTube.
And play on your strengths.
And then let me go try going to like events. So I think we went to an event last week by, what's that guy's name again?
Roman,
yeah. It was a good turnout. Wasn't my scene. I think maybe I'm just too old for those things. Yeah. That wasn't my scene.
I don't know if it was his event per se, but I know that he's part
of. Yeah, it was Bad Neighbors with two D's.
So he's part of whatever was cooking there. But we went there. It was cool.
We were there for literally 40 minutes. Like, we were like, nah, this is not our scene. Just because, like, it just wasn't our scene. I wouldn't say it's a bad party or whatever. It wasn't our scene. Ghost is having a party this, I'd say, to celebrate a million. Yeah,
so he's doing like a, what's it called? Hashtag million party. He has a name for it. I need to check.
So shout out to Ghost. That's also really cool to see.
Yeah.
We also tried to throw a party last year. That was also cool. Monaka threw a party.
It's called the Million Maza.
Yeah.
5th April. Yeah.
Monaka threw a party. Yeah. So I think you can also see that like when it comes to content creation and content creators, most of the time, like, we see change and everybody follows in that direction.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? And I might be wrong, but from my overview and perspective, Khun started throwing house parties.
And then everyone was like,
started throwing house parties, let's throw
house parties. Yeah.
So he maybe inspired them. Maybe they had the same idea at the same time.
I don't think so. Yeah. I think it was purely what you just said.
Yeah. So I think we need to also, like we're seeing that young people have the capability to innovate and come up with new ideas, but we shouldn't all do the same thing.
Yeah.
If one person throws a house party,
when I throw a party themed in.
Yeah, or when I leave parties, maybe go sell roll on or something.
Yeah, bro.
Like maybe sell jewelry, maybe sell beads for braids. Like,
yeah. Because if you can throw a party, bro, you can start a company.
Yes.
You can, like, throwing a party is a lot of details. Lot of you know what I mean?
So, man. That's what I've been seeing with the culture when it comes to YouTube.
Yeah. Joseph Diary just posted again about his baby. I think it's I think. Baby would be a girl. I'm not
this
sure.
Baby's roller plan is crazy. Yeah, like, they have like, a pre-plan.
Like they had a photo shoot.
Pre-plan of the.
He started off with like. He just started off. I think it's a boy.
Together.
Sorry, a boy. Sorry. We're having a boy. Yeah. So it was. We're back together.
Back together.
Then he did the shirt thing with the boy, and then now they just released the photo. I think she's close now.
Congrats, Joseph.
This so congrats to you. And his album is done. Like he makes music, so. Yeah.
He actually has a lot of music, eh?
Yeah, a lot.
And it's kind of like cool. Like I enjoyed listening to his songs.
Yeah, but I like it when, you know, you have a content creator, their platform. Guys, like, let me tell you something. If Seated was making a million views per video, I guarantee you, you know, like, we'd also start doing other things and maybe be a musician, tattooed be a comedian. But I'm just saying, I like it when your content allows you to venture into doing what you really passionate about, like what your heart really desires. I know for a fact I'd be making movies, like short films, all the time. Like, you know what I mean?
I was thinking about this, and I think everybody probably has this feeling, like at home. Yeah. Like, and I think it has to do with us looking at the outside world. Like, I will be doing everything I'm doing in life. Then I'll watch, like, for the sake of example, let's use Joseph now. Not necessarily him, though. I'll see Joseph create his YouTube videos. Then he'll go and make music. Then he'll go and do this. Then he'll create content in a like unique way.
Yeah.
And I'm just there like, damn, bro, like I don't feel like I'm innovative or unique
but
or
you are.
Strategic. Mm. Which then you saying I am is then making me realize that we all at home need to be very careful at how we look at the outside world and then try to compare it with what we're doing ourselves at home.
Yeah.
Because it can really derail you from the beauty that you're creating.
Yeah.
So it's like, with like I'm thinking, yo, Joseph is so cool. He's thinking, yo, Tato's so cool. Do you get what I'm saying? So we need to really pray like against that thing. Because I caught it happening to me like in the beginning of this week. I remember now, I was watching Sabelo, Sabelo the creator. He does content similar to mine. And you got this, that thing that's been happening. I've been meaning to create it. That guy who did that, like...
Aaron something. Yeah, yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah, I'll get the name now. Sorry.
With the morning routine that started at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And I wanted to make it into like a skit and comedic. And he did that like for like 4 seconds, but for like 7 seconds in collaboration with a brand. So like everyone's watching it thinking, oh, okay, cool. He's about to do this thing, but he's not. He's actually going into a brand deal with like Dove or Nivea. And I was like, bro, why aren't I doing things that I know work? Do you get what I'm saying? So maybe it's not a thing of like I'm comparing, but I think I'm really lacking in my personal brand.
No,
and
like,
I'm starting to feel that I'm lacking my personal brand.
Like, what I like about content creators, it gets to a certain point where identity becomes a very big thing. And you need to understand, like, you are a creative. And just like Drake, when you hear Kendrick's They're Not Like Us, you can be like, damn, that's a banger. I wish I made something like that. Yeah. Without the thing of taking away from your own personal work and your own body of work, you know? Yeah. We're artists, you know? Like, even though it doesn't seem like this, we are artists and we feel passionate about our art forms.
Yeah.
And... yeah, bro. Like, I know exactly what you mean. Like, I know my mind is way more creative to create more beautiful things than I create at the current space. You know what I mean? Yeah. But doesn't mean it's denied. You should just work on it. You feel me?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Okay, what else is happening in the world? We got our boy finally on YFM. It's been announced.
Hey!
It's our boy, Percy. You know what I mean?
So, so cool. So Percy is just signed as a digital presenter for YFM.
Yeah.
Him and...
our homegirl.
Yeah, him and Hey. Also, Shadi got signed.
Like, so, hey, Shadi.
What's up, Shadi? Congrats to you. And also, Shadi watches the podcast.
So she watches the podcast.
Yeah, so... Okay. I got because I'm on her Finsta, so she was like posting her chain, then she was watching. Yeah. I was like, oh, damn.
Yeah, so big shout out to her as well.
So shout out to you. I know you're watching this, so shout out to you. Congratulations.
It is such a beautiful thing to see people in close proximity winning.
Yeah,
because,
friends.
I mean, guys, let me tell you something. If you have friends that win, you'll win somehow. Yeah. You know, it's just a, it's like a joint thing. Like, the energy you surround yourself is the energy you live. You feel me?
I remember last Monday night, two nights ago, we were at... so they were having this celebration party. So cool, bro. We had to go to clubs because they've got a partnership with clubs and they do youth stuff. Yeah. They also have shows which are around club culture and stuff. I'm going to fast forward. But on the mic, usually when we're outside, they'll be like, yo, Tata Rambedi's in the building.
Yeah.
Debo Rambedi's in the building. Yeah. You know, Percy ASF is in the building. As Majita in the
cool, house. Right? Sorry. Cool, right? For the people that are listening, that's cool, right? Okay, continue.
Yeah, sorry. So they'll usually be like, yo, Tata Rambedi in the building. This person in the building. Yeah. Is it fixed now? Is it fine now? Yeah, so be like in the building. So today they were like, yo, YFM is in the building. And I was like, what? That's so cool. Yeah. Like, Percy is now a representation of YFM.
It's like him representing like Nike or like, him and Shadi are doing a great job.
It's beautiful, man.
We can't wait to see what they produce throughout the year. We're very excited to, you know, share, send those emojis in the comment section. We're very, very excited about that. Yeah.
So that's what's been happening.
That's the current event. So let's get into the topic of...
Yeah.
So I think a way to start this, we usually start
first... What is a whole face?
What is a whole face? Yeah.
So we're going to do...
Or whole lifestyle, as some live.
No, phase. I get to talking phases. No one should live a whole lifestyle. If you're living a whole lifestyle, my man, listen to this episode intensely.
So you want to define it for yourself? I'll define it for myself. You're going to ask the AI today.
I'm going to ask the AI. But
okay, I
want to
define myself.
Yeah, go for it.
I think a whole phase is the moment of seeking companionship, right? Without commitment, right? And your companionship can look from you being with multiple people, you to being with two people, you can be three, but it's basically a series of dating multiple people.
With no emotion.
With no emotion, no intention of marriage, no intention of anything. Just having fun. Now, a whole phase is nice for you, but you must understand that a whole phase is very detrimental
to... It gives someone's daughter trauma.
Every other person but you.
It helps other people define gaslighting.
Yeah, because when there's no intention, intention deals with you.
Hallelujah. So yeah, I wanted to read it from here because I think, you know, it's nice to hear your perspective.
Yeah.
I've got the same sentiments, but it's nice to have a definition with certain lines so we can like pinpoint and pick. A whole phase is a slang term that refers to a period of time when someone typically, it says typically a woman.
Oh.
It's exploring their sexuality and engaging in casual relationships.
Not in SA. It's doing the world.
Yeah. So typically a woman is exploring their sexuality and engaging in casual relationships or encounters with multiple partners. During this phase, they may prioritize their own desire and pleasure over traditional relationship norms or expectation.
Yeah.
The term ho is often used to describe someone who is has a high number of sexual partners.
Yeah.
However, the context of a ho phase is more about embracing one's sexuality and autonomy rather than being judgmental.
Yeah.
All right, so that's what AI says. I think you being in a ho phase, what Lebo said, you're basically emotionally unavailable, yet you still want to take certain pleasures and desires from multiple people. You could also be emotionally available, but then you are only able to give certain parts of your heart to certain people. So I can be with Jessica, and Jessica, I'm giving her like my time. But then with Lerato, I'm giving her like a lot of acts of service. So you get what I'm saying? And then with, I'm trying to do a new name. You know, I'm using the same name. With Maba too. I'm doing...
You're giving her the...
physical touch, my man.
Because it's like part of my heart. I'm like, when is he going to say it? Who's getting there, you know?
And they could all be receiving physical touch.
Yes. With, optional, but perfectly part of the program of the thing, you know?
You get me? So... we always hear people saying, yo, guys, like, you need to go through your whole phase so that, you know, when you start dating, you can really, like, you've tried everything and you've done it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I want to add something. I made a TikTok about this, and I really feel like it's a big problem in SA.
Yeah.
Like, a very, 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 very big problem in SA. Like, not every person that you meet, that you have some sort of fun with, you need to build a romantic connection with.
Say it one more time.
Not every person that you meet, that you have fun with, that you need to build. Do you need to build a romantic connection with? And that's why the whole phase is strongly advocated for in South Africa, because you guys fall in love with each other. Heavy.
Man,
you talk to a girl. She says she doesn't miss her ex. She doesn't miss her boyfriend. She misses that talking stage she left in 2016 once, and that man that treated her good once her whole life, you know?
Because you know what I think South Africans have done?
Yeah.
I've seen, because I think I've been a part of, you know, millennials, people that are born in 97, 98.
Yeah.
99, are you a millennial? No, you're not a millennial.
No, we're on the board. So Gen Z starts in 2000, but the millennials finish in 1998.
Yeah.
So we like the border. Yeah. So I can identify as either.
Anyway, someone that's my age, 28, I've seen people date 8 years ago, 10 years ago, and I've seen people of that age date now from having younger siblings and younger
friends.
Right? And I've seen that, like, traditionally, back in the day, hey, nice to meet you, we're dating, then we're in a relationship. Over the past 10 years, there's been a new element here, which is a talking stage. And here.
Get to know each other,
talking stage. Exclusivity was also added.
Yeah.
So now before you date.
And then the first date. The first date is after the exclusivity.
So now, man, from
three steps
to talking stage, exclusivity.
Get to know each other. Girlfriend proposal.
It's always been there.
Yeah, but it used to be, hey, we should date. Yeah. Now it's, hey, we should date, and here's 10,000 rand worth of flowers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So I've seen that, like, it's really changed. And now the reason why people miss these amazing talking stages is because men are denying, and women. I've never seen a woman deny a relationship.
I've also never seen.
Yeah, but now it's denied.
I've seen men deny, though.
Anyway, let me continue. We're losing
trend. Sorry.
Because I'm going to lose my train of thought.
No, but you're right. I've never seen a woman deny. But anyway, but you've been denied.
I was told I was love bombing. So I realized I was going to get into that. Oh, we'll get into that after this.
Okay.
So now, now people will love talking stages because that's when they really get to experience a man's true love before he's like, it's just my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, a man loves...
His talking stage. He loves it. He can talk for years. He
can talk to you, call you, gift you, check up on you. Yeah. When I care package, when I miss you.
Because you're going from fine shit to my shit. Let's say that one more time. You're going from fine shit to my shit. Hey, baby, I've got a good idea. Let's go get dinner. Maybe we should get dinner sometime.
I miss you.
Like, I miss you.
Like, because it's so
easy.
Evident. Yeah, yeah. Men love the chase more than the destination.
I spoke about this.
Yeah. And the talking stage is the chase.
Yeah.
Now, as soon as I make you my hand.
Yeah.
Yo, it's so difficult.
I think, you know, that's like an old mindset now. I think now in my late 20s, I'm realizing that there is a lot of beauty.
26 is your mid 20s.
It's my late. I'm late now.
No, 24 to 26 is your mid 20s.
Let's do this. Let's just talk about this now.
20 to 24.
When you're 20, you're still 19. You're basically still a teen. Okay. When you're 21 to 24, you're in your early... 21 to 25 is your early 20s. 25 to 30 is your late 20s.
So what are you in your mid 20s?
I'm the medium. The midpoint is the 25.
Mid-twenties.
Okay, fine. In
the
these,
middle of my 20s.
At this age.
At a midpoint. 20 to 24.
You may even made me lose my train of
20 thought. To 23, early 20s.
Okay.
24 to 26, mid-20s.
Sure.
27 to 30, late.
So you're in your late 20s now.
Yeah, F.
You shouldn't be saying F when you're late 20s, since you had to talk about late 20s. But my point, I even lost my drag.
I should be saying certainly. Certainly.
I forgot what I was saying, boy. What did you talk about now? I forgot what I was saying. You literally made me lose my mind, like, completely.
Anyway, I was talking about the chase, right? And why people love it so much. You said from fine shit to my shit, right?
Yeah.
And then we were speaking on the fact that, like, girls never say no to a relationship. Yeah. But I remember I had met a girl in a period of time which I cannot disclose due to cross-pollination and cross timelines.
Yeah.
I met a girl in a specific period of time. Mm. Like, literally last year, man.
Mutuk just told us we cannot disclose. Time pollination. What did you say? Pollution. Time pollution. And then continued the story to say, right, last year, December, 3 p.m.
I never said December.
Oh, sorry. I just assumed it was December. Okay. I can't remember people say last year, mean December, us as blacks. Yeah, but continue.
So last year, I met this girl, and you remember her as I told the story.
Yeah.
She was so much fun. Like, Percy had invited them to, like, my place. It was her and her friend. And Percy was like, yeah, I got these two babes coming through. They're beautiful. I was like, really? Okay, that's cool. I'm down to, like, be social. They come. And for the first time, mind you, Percy has invited people to my place many times. Like, I'm not a social person. That person and I spoke the whole night. We were playing beer pong, just us two. There's a whole party happening. But her and I were in my kitchen, just having the time of my lives. And then we chilled that night. And we had, like, a really nice connection. Like the night didn't end. Like, we chilled up until the morning.
Yeah.
Next day, whatever.
Yeah. So when did the love bombing happen?
Yes, yeah, so I thought you were happy something.
No.
So after that, I'm trying to explain to you the context, right? Yeah. I feel that, no, this is someone that I could actually be with. So now we chill again another time. I think I invite them to, like, bowling or something. And then she comes with her friends. And then also, time of my life. I'm the type of person to say, yo, guys, let me give everybody shots. She was doing the same thing. Mm. She was very considerate, the same way I'm considerate. She was very, like, you know, she was cautious of her surroundings and how everybody's feeling and wanting to help. Then eventually her and I chill again. And we chill again, right? And I'm like, yo, dude, I want to tell you something. I want to be very intentional with you. Like, I genuinely am enjoying this. I haven't enjoyed something like this in such a long time. I'd really appreciate it if, like, you just understand
I remember now.
I was like, I'd appreciate it if you just understand that. I'm not saying we should date or be exclusive or whatever. Mm. Just know that I'm pursuing you, not to have fun with you, but to hopefully be something in the future. Yeah. Or, like, you know, that's my destination I'd like to go on. It's the last time I did that ever again in my life.
Yeah, I was about to say, that is the most stupid thing I've ever... I'm joking, but it's not a bad thing for you to...
No, it's a bad thing. Jens, let me tell you something. Never tell a woman how much you like her.
Bro. Yeah, fully. That's true.
Like, never tell a woman how much you like her.
That's true.
Because I swear down, if I was chilling with that babe, man, and we were just chilling and then we're hanging out, she was going to fall.
Yeah.
Right? Because I'm just an amazing person.
Yeah.
And then eventually it was going to be like her, you know?
Yeah.
But no, I showed her that, like, nah, dude, I'm really ready to give you the world. Too soon.
I think, I was always saying too soon. There are certain things you can say to a talking stage. There's certain things you can say to a girlfriend. And there's certain things you can say to a wife.
No, she kept telling me,
what?
Let's just go with the flow.
You see, maybe she was in her whole phase, you know? And I think that, guys, you know, when you finally get into your whole phase, you know, you get settled.
Yeah.
You know, maybe three people. I think for me, I found that it's usually three people. You can go through ahead, go through the water. Go ahead, yeah.
Thanks.
Usually in my whole phases that I've had, it's usually
you've never been through a whole phase. Like
in the dream world, you know how it goes. When the chakras aren't aligned, you know me, I believe in retrograde. So when I have three partners, right? I usually, what triggers it is that I'll meet one person, as you said, have a great connection, you know. Then the next person I meet, I'm like, damn, kind of they broke my heart when I tried doing this with one person. They broke my heart when I tried. Let me try to do it with two.
Yeah.
Then you go to the next one, eh? And then you build a new connection. And then you meet the third one at a braai. But you're not really that close. But you guys, you know, kicked it off.
And you're becoming an expert at meeting new people.
Yeah, now you're meeting new people, expert. Hey, hi, you know what to say to make a girl, you know. I was watching my wife and kids, and he said there's like three C's. You have to be confident, compliment, and be courteous or something like that.
Yeah.
And then he said that the girl must end off with a, really? You know? Like, wow, you look good. Like, you know what I mean? But in my whole phase, what I realized is I got very addicted to attention. And the moment,
nice, I'm packing.
The moment, it was like a bar gauge, bro. It's like petrol, bro. Yeah. The moment this car finished petrol, I'm not going to go drive this thing anymore. Jump into the Ferrari. And my boys and I started this analogy.
You actually pinpointed it so nicely.
Yeah. My boys and I started this analogy in saying that when you're dating a girlfriend, you are swimming in the ocean, right? So you need to choose. You know, you're swimming with the waves. Every wave of emotion. Hey, oh my God, I want to go on a date. Oh my God, you need to communicate more. These are the waves, nah? And when you're in your whole phase, you're swimming in a pool. You get to lay back. When this side makes you upset, you go to the other side. You're swimming not far. Wave. In the sea. The high emotion on life or death scenario, you know?
Yeah.
And I guess that is why a whole phase can be so addictive and so nice and so much fun and so... And so uplifting. How about when you can video call someone now? Doo-doo, hang up. Video call a new person. It feels like you're watching a whole new movie. You know what I mean?
100%. As you're speaking about that, I'm realizing that when I was in my whole phase and I was speaking to multiple women, I started yearning attention from women in my day. Like, my day wouldn't bang if Mang Mang didn't text me, this person didn't video call me, I didn't check up on Slime. Fine shit didn't tell me that she's hungry.
Yeah.
You know, this one didn't what.
Preach, brother.
You get what I'm saying?
Preach, brother.
So now 2 o'clock comes, I'm checking my phone. Now, what happens is because you become addictive, guys, it's actually addictive.
It is.
Because you become addicted to attention. Let's say you've got a roster of five babes, ne?
Mm.
If three are offline, my man, you're going to feel the gap of the three, and then you're going to replace.
Yeah.
Now you've got eight.
Oh, wait, so give the other two... More attention. And then blinds them to what's happening to the relationship.
Yeah, so you give these two more attention, then they get confused. Like, oh, he actually wants me. That time, you know, you're just having fun. Yeah. So it's like you need to really be careful of the attention of a man or a woman when you are in your whole phase. And don't make that become addictive.
Yeah.
I also want us to end this podcast, not now, like I want us to end this podcast and speak about whether we believe in a whole phase or not.
Yeah.
That should be our ending thing based off of our findings from our research that we're doing now through this conversation.
Yeah. I mean we hear this stuff in music as well. I think it was Kanye or Drake or Jay-Z, one of the things said one good woman is worth what? Is anyone at the back wanna help us there? One good woman is worth it's worth a million I won't say the word.
What is it?
Yes. One good woman is worth 1,000.
And we've been getting flagged copyrights.
So, you know, you have a choice as a man. You know, you can either date one girl and struggle with that one girl. But if you choose the whole life, just know that, bro, one good girl, it really is worth 1,000 bad women.
Yeah, that's true, bro.
Like, one good girl.
And vice versa, right?
Yeah. Like, yeah,
one good
fully.
Guy is worth 1,000 back. Because girls, guys, you know how painful it is to be talking to 10... Yo, 10 girls is insane.
Yeah.
You're talking to 5 girls, man.
Yeah.
And none of them have loyalty to you.
Oh, and none of them have care for you. None of them have romance for you.
Romance for you.
They just see you as a means to an end. Whether it be groove, whether it be fun, whether it be sex, you know? And I that quote is very, very, very true. You know, guys, we make jokes in South Africa where we say, yo, boy, you know, you should date a baddie. Without understanding that word literally has the word bad in it,
and
bro.
Die.
If women are called goodies also, that'd be, you know, horrible. So I understand why we chose the baddies. But yeah, bro, like, baddie, bad and die, bro. And we live in this culture where, you know, I've seen women's TikToks like, yo, when they say the love of your life is calling, and then they show you that it's one of your brews, one of the brews on your roster is not your favorite. Or, you know, when he, thank God that these girls are out there, the girls that don't mind not getting first dates are out there, so we don't have to date those type of men, wada wada. Mm. But, and I like your question about at the end, should we say, whole phase, is it good or bad? I want to start the topic a little bit, but it is so, it is such a representation of how much you love yourself. A whole phase.
In that moment.
In that moment. In that phase of your life. It is such an indication because you probably hurt. You probably lost. You're probably looking for something that can't be fulfilled anymore. Yeah. A sort of person or a romantic partner that just isn't out there. So you just start to date constantly looking for this person. When in reality, you forget to enjoy the journey with each person and find love in each person.
Yeah, as you said, I wanted us to speak about like how, I wanted us to touch on how to remove yourself from a whole phase.
Yeah. I think very hard to do. It took me a long time.
People go through breakups, like you said in the beginning of the, of the podcast.
Yeah.
You go through breakups and you go into that whole phase. But then because now you're broken and stuff, you're making bad decisions. I feel like a whole phase can be good or bad, right?
Yeah.
But I do think a whole phase needs to end. So how would you then advise somebody to remove themselves from that whole phase?
I was blessed enough that like I met someone worth leaving the whole phase for. I don't think a lot of men
Each time, each of your whole phases.
Let's calm down. But let's for real, let's calm down. Jeez. Like you're on my back right now, making me claim things that can't claim. But like, yeah, like with my new partner, I think that I was lucky enough to find someone that was fun enough, that was, like I said, worth 1,000 baddies, you know? Like, she was really worth 1,000 baddies. Like, you need to feel like this person is literally worth being with, like, 1,000 people who are fun and wada wada. Like, I'd rather be with this one person that is a compressed version of 1,000 experiences of women. You know what I mean? Or rather, I have 1,000 experiences within you.
Someone that you're very compatible with.
Yes, probably. Sorry, yeah. I really like this terminology because it's so true, bro. Like
you said 1,000 baddies compressed, but like 1,000, like 5 times.
Someone, we were sitting in an IT lab in my university life, and we were studying until like 3 a.m., and one of the guys that was much older, he looked at us and said, you boys think you guys are invincible. You guys think you can finish all the girls on campus, huh? You think you can finish all of them? He says, you don't know. We, as your elders, have tried. You will never, ever, ever date all the girls you like. Ever. So just pick one and make her a good wife. That's what the guy said to us, right? So we all took that literally at that point in time. You know, we all got into relationships. We're like, let's take our marks improved. Everything was getting better, right? But we lost a lot of fun. Because, again, find shit to... to my shit. My girlfriend said I can't come. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Let me ask my hand.
So I think leaving it, it has to be worth it. Whether it be your own individual journey that you're ready to build those connections with someone or not.
Yeah, but I think it's also it's also possible to leave it not for 1,000 compressed baddies into one, but for yourself too.
Yeah.
And I feel like we shouldn't think that a whole phase needs to end because you've held and you found the one, right? And everything, a whole phase can end because you can see its impact on you and you're there like, aye, man. You know, like Lebo said, I've still got all these traumas and all these triggers. Like, I still feel myself, like, not trusting somebody. I still feel myself not feeling heard or not feeling seen. And why do those things exist? So I think you should leave that phase with the mindset that it's time for you to be in your, like, self-love phase.
Yeah.
Because when you go into your self-love phase and you give the love that you can easily give to a partner, to yourself, it'll really boost your spirit and your morale and your happiness.
I want to ask you something.
Like, even gents, you'll be surprised. Obviously, I don't do this, right? But I genuinely want to start doing it. Like, imagine if once a week you get yourself, like, fresh flowers. Like, as a bro. Like, you've got an apartment. Yeah. You've got a vase. You say, let me get myself some fresh flowers. Like, you know that, nah, boys. I had to go to spa. Why offer myself? Why ought to get myself fresh flowers? Like, you'd be surprised at how doing things like that can really lift your spirit and your morale.
And affect your relationships. Because if you're used to showing up for yourself, you show up for your partner, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Or if you're used to showing up for yourself and giving yourself a love that you know that you deserve, you'll be able to identify a love that someone is not giving you, that you're not actually enjoying. Because
yeah.
we see ourselves in so many relationships, talking stages, moments of exclusivity, getting to know each other, dating what's, and we actually are just beguiling and just like, you know what, I'll take all these hits. Because we don't know how to love ourselves. So now if you can love yourself and give yourself all the things you want, I'm talking about if your pineapples are finished, my man, you prioritize getting yourself a brand new pineapple, spending 10 minutes with yourself to just cut up that pineapple, putting it into a scarf teen. In the morning, you wake up to freshly cut pineapple.
Yeah.
If you can love yourself to that extent, when someone comes and doesn't love you the way you love yourself,
you will be able to identify
to identify and remove them
quickly. Yeah. Very powerful point. Wow, hey?
Yeah.
That was very profound, eh?
Thank you.
That was very, very profound. That's very profound.
I was just trying to give the perspective of like, if whether you find fine shit or if you don't.
Can I ask you something though? Like, overall, honest question between brothers. No one's listening. Podcasts are off. You know, we'll switch them off. Oh, we're not going to really switch them off, but we'll switch them off. When were you more happier?
Ah.
In your whole phases in your life or in your girlfriend stages in your life? And why is it your whole phases? And what? I'm joking. No, you answer the question,
bro.
Yeah, answer.
I was definitely like more happier and more fulfilled in my dating phase, and I know exactly which relationship even.
Okay.
Like my previous relationship.
Yeah.
Like I was the happiest man.
Yeah.
Ever, bro.
Yeah.
Like my hand stayed far. My hand is in Cape Town, but I was happy. I knew there was someone that loved me, someone that I trusted, someone that I cared for, and I could give them the same thing, vice versa. I knew there was someone that I had a best friend. I had someone that I could have fun with in any moment too. Mm. And when you're describing 1,000 baddies in like one,
it's literally.
I'm like, oh yeah, that's my relationship with Kamu. Yeah. Dude, literally, like it was nice. Mm. So whole phases and stuff, they are so much fun and all these things. But it's like, it's just fun and vibes.
I think whole phases bang until that moment where your phone chatters or laptop breaks or maybe you lost your key and now you're going to you're going to buffet and saying, hey, I'm sad. Yeah. And they know you as a turnt, let's make love man. And they don't have that space and that capacity for you to be emotional. That is when whole phase does not bang, you know? Mm. I don't know. For me, I'd say they tied. Because I feel like they both equally share importance in my life and the amount of fun and joy that I had in both. Mm. The one where, when a whole phase, you know, you spend more time with your friends, you become the best type of friend.
But you still spend gang time with your friends.
Yeah, that's why I think, I won't lie, like, I will never replace anything with my relationship. Like, I would never replace it for a whole phase. But I do know the fun that can be experienced from a whole phase.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm saying to you guys that are out there in your whole phases thinking, ooh, and every time we speak and you say, they're coming for me. Cut in your throat. Have fun, relax. It's, as they say, it is part of life. But phase. It must, like they say, phase. It must end somewhere.
Yeah, I think we can definitely go to the part where we then answer. I mean, we already have, but we answer now. Do you think that...
Wait. We still must do top five. I'm forgetting with my system. But we'll answer that question right after top five and end of the podcast. I feel like that's nice, nah?
Doesn't top five happen at the end of the podcast?
No. It happens just before final remarks. And I feel like what you're doing feels very final remarky. You feel me? So I'm going to keep that to the end of the podcast.
Yeah.
But yeah, guys, today is top five. Top five things to find in your scuff teen. You know, you're going to work. Maybe someone made you some scuff teen. Maybe you're going to
school.
Five
is a lot of things. Who's scuff teen has five things?
Yeah, not any black I know. Maybe two things, a sandwich, an apple, and a juice.
You said five things. I'm like, no, Peter, I'm going to be listing a dream.
Maybe if you were going to school... What would be in your scuff
team? I tried to go to primary school. I couldn't get to five things that were naturally.
It was rare. Like, even having knickknacks was like a bonus. Like, you're having a bonus. Because I get particularly that packet that's taller than a young baby boy. And that stays.
Yeah.
Like,
we can do it. I mean, I think maybe we should. Nah, let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
I want to say top five like sweets and snacks in high school and primary. Yeah. But let's do
scuff. Okay, I'll go first. I think if we just had to do all across all genres, work, school and thing, I know, not the best one, but apple. I think that having an apple is one of the most filling fruits, sweetest fruits, easy to eat, easy to pack.
Yeah.
Easy to, like, it is such a, it's not like the nachis and stuff where like it gets into your nails and the oranges that gets into your nails. Apple, hum, done. Clean. You can eat it at an office. You can eat it at a playground. It's applicable at, Mara, you can't eat a mango. Until it looks like someone that's about to do their braids. You know what I'm saying? You can't eat a mango in an office. So that's my number
one.
Until
it looks like someone's about to do their braids is crazy.
It's the truth, though.
Yeah, I think, okay, yeah. My number one, if I have to go with the fruits, is a netke. Is it pronounced, not a netke, is it pronounced netke?
Netke. Wait, now your middle grade must go crazy.
Anarki, the one that's soft, yeah. You press it in, you peel it off.
Okay, yeah, that's a peak. That's another
peak one because it's protected in the scarcity. Yes. Just pop over, then you slide it off, then you enjoy something juicy, yet sweet, but yet also, you know, refreshing.
Okay, now next, I'll do it in category shames to help you. Okay, number one juice then to have in your scarcity. What do you have there? Oh, well, I'm going to go with a Woolworths juice box, anyone. Just juice box in general.
Yeah.
Having a juice in your thing, South Pack juice, like Oros, in that container.
Spillage.
Boy, I remember going into my...
Crazy, I was about to say Oros, like...
Really, you're going to say Oros?
Yeah, like, you see those bottles that, like, are, like, frozen somehow. Then, like, like very sweet Oros.
Oh, you used to be one of those bros that used to freeze their things. They can only drink their juice by 3 p.m. at their school day.
Yeah.
You know those guys that come to school with a plastic, the juice is in the plastic, and then they'd freeze it, and then anyways, but yeah.
It gives you long-lasting enjoyment. Bro.
Okay, so yours is Oros, with the right bottle.
Oros with the right bottle.
Like a Stanley cold. Cup. Like a Stanley cup. That go hard, yeah, okay.
I wonder which high schools have kids with Stanley Cups.
Yeah, I think right now it must be happening. Maybe not in our time.
Like a Holy Rosary, St. Mary's.
St. Andrew's, St. Benedict's, there has to be some people. Something. Okay, cool, and then top sandwich to get in your...
Chicken mayo. White bread. Nah. I remember a quick story time. I remember one time I was like grade 8, grade 7. My friends had a sandwich. I'm like, yo, bro, how'd you make chicken mayo? His name was Ezra, grade 7.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I made it myself. There was chicken at home. I'm like, yo, tell me the steps that you did to make this banger. You say, you take the white chicken, you like make it into small pieces, put some mayonnaise, you take some bread, and you close it. And I said, oh, shit, wow. That sounds interesting. I'm going
to
make it.
And bro, you used to make gag. And then he used to do toasted. You went into the toasted.
Yep, so chicken mayo.
Okay, I'm going to go the classic. Just like butter, cheese, tomato, maybe some ham. And that's it.
That's so white.
Jesus. I'm and that's chicken so mayo is black as hell, is it?
That's chicken and mayonnaise. Black as hell.
Yeah, that's like a classic thing. A classic sandwich. I'll go with the classic one. But if it was really up to me... Toasted cheese or something. Little ham, tomato, it doesn't matter what's inside. Toasted cheese and something.
Yeah.
Okay, and now we're going to go into snack. Now, this is the way white privilege starts. Like you said, there's only three snacks.
I heard you speak about knickknacks. Yeah.
Yeah. So, say what?
Jelly beans, bro.
Jelly beans?
Yeah.
In a scaffolding?
Yeah.
What are you, a four-year-old boy? Like, jelly beans for me feels like so kindergarten. I feel like I'd like chips.
So you never put jelly beans in your blazer in high school?
I did. If you know, money was good.
Yeah, because I'm speaking about high school because I don't bring scaffolding to work in my adult life.
Oh, okay, yeah. You don't know this, but in like corporate offices, everyone, like majority of people bring scaffolding.
Makes sense, though. You probably save so much money.
You can't be buying food every single day.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah. So your snack is jelly beans.
If I'm in high school, yeah.
Like, if you're in high school.
Yes, jelly beans.
Jelly beans.
Not me now. Me now, my
so now I just had a nachi? Chicken mayo, and then I'm gonna top it off with jelly beans and Oros. Okay, it's fine. I'm gonna go the Lay's, but the blue one. I feel like that is a goat scaffolding flavor, guys. One of the goats, that one and the original one, goat scaffolding flavors.
Yeah.
Okay, and then last one. That was bonus. Actually it. Eh?
Chocolate.
Yeah. Bonus.
Tex chocolate.
Honorable mention.
Tex chocolate.
Honorable mentions for me. Knickknacks. Whatever we ate last night, I forgot to say that one. That's a good one for scaffolding for whatever like we ate,
whatever
you ate last night. That's a very good one. Yeah, but
that's dinner for lunch.
But okay, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed top five. All right, we can do our final remarks.
Yeah, final remarks for me. I think a whole phase isn't something people should be going through, but it is definitely inevitable for some. So for those that go through a whole phase, don't forget to pull yourself out of the whole phase And for those that crave a whole phase in order to feel like they're gonna no longer want to cheat or be with multiple people, going through that experience won't give you that. Growth gives you that.
Mm.
So you can't go into a whole phase and think, I'm gonna like get over girls.
Mm.
I've been in multiple whole phases and it didn't get me over girls. Mm. Me getting over girls is me reflecting, understanding why girls are a waste of time. When I say girls, I'm talking about like having multiple partners, not girls in the entirety. Yeah.
I think I used to ask this question all the time, and that's why I'm also, I don't really agree with whole phases, because you get the love you think you deserve. And if you think you're deserving of a love that's multiple partners, like you are some sort of amusement park, gold reef, then sure, be gold reef.
Yeah.
But it is nice to have a home and have someone to call like family. And it is nice someone to call like a constant reassurance. But it's also nice to say at Sandton City, the hotel, have a pool.
Sun City sometimes.
But it's self-cater. You can't cater. You need to self-cater. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what you have to say to yourself. Are you self-catering or are you going to always be ordering food, my man? You're self-catering.
You're always ordering food.
And one is better for your stomach. I'll tell you that for free. Thank you guys so much for enjoying Seated. We've enjoyed this conversation and being seated with you. If you liked this episode and this podcast, please make sure you like it, you share it, you screenshot it, you tag us. Check out our handles on Seated With and also on every streaming audio platform in the world. Available as Seated. Yeah,
check us out on Spotify, Apple Music, guys. We'd really appreciate the audio listens. So if you enjoyed this and you're with the partner, with the friend, and you want to play it for them, play the audio so you guys can have your conversation while still trying to pull a gem here and there from the chat. Lots of love. See you next week, Wednesday.
Bye. Ray-Bans and catamarans.